News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has received the complete report on the strategic review of the National Housing Trust. The report was officially presented to the Prime Minister during a ceremony at Jamaica House Tuesday. It will form part of the Strategic National Housing Policy and Implementation Plan to provide the enabling framework for access to affordable, safe, and legal housing solutions for all Jamaicans by 2030.
The NHT is 41 years old now. In the life of any organization, it is time that you review where you're going and what you need to do to change for the better.
Prime Minister Holness adds that the NHT will be used to address the issue of squatting and increasing the pace at which affordable housing solutions can be completed for beneficiaries. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the Building Act 2017. The legislation was passed with 24 amendments. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says consultations will now be held with the local authorities regarding the proposed regulations to accompany the act.
The committee looking at the regulations have been meeting and they have reached a far way, and I can assure the House that before the end of the parliamentary year, I will be able to bring to the House the necessary regulations to accompany the act. And the old regulation remains in place until the new regulations comes into effect. Clause 85 speaks to that.
The building bill seeks to establish a modern legislative framework that will reduce the vulnerability of Jamaica's built environment and ensure public safety. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the development of the new G-West Medical Facility in Montego Bay. The Prime Minister says investments such as the G-West Medical Center represent a vote of confidence in the economic direction of the country, noting that financial institutions have demonstrated increased willingness to support new development projects over the past few quarters. Prime Minister Holness also says he is confident that G-West will contribute significantly to building Montego Bay and the parish of St. James going forward.
I'm here quite often because great things are happening in Montego Bay. We are positioning this western city as a major center for business, and investments such as G-West reflects the type of needed businesses in the city and the commitment that will ensure that Montego Bay is a major hub of commerce in the Caribbean.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the opening of the G-West Medical Center in Montego Bay. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is encouraging more Jamaicans to support the Adopt a Clinic initiative. The initiative provides an opportunity for Jamaicans at home and abroad to assist clinics and health centers as it relates to upkeep and the provision of equipment. Dr. Tufton says support can be in the form of cash or kind.
Each year, we attempt to accommodate these individuals based on requests through our internal charitable organization, the Health and Wellness Foundation. What we're attempting to do is to use this program, Adopt a Clinic, to formalize that relationship and to encourage more Jamaicans, more corporate entities, to see the value, not in a transactional relationship, but to promote a relationship over an extended period of time with a particular primary healthcare facility.
Minister Tufton was speaking at the official launch of the initiative at the St. Jago Park Health Center in Spanish Town earlier this week. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-183023. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.